Update, January 8. Timmins Police has clarified that the person arrested was charged with 51 of the 60 charges noted in the news release. Of those, 32 are break and enter related and the rest are for breach of recognizance and breach of probation. 3 suspects are still outstanding and have not been charged yet with the other 9 offenses. The charges against the person arrested are in connection to 2 crimes. 1 break-in in December and 1 in January. In December, there are a total of 25 break-in enters reported to police in Timmins. 7 of those were in the downtown core. The search warrant was executed on January 3 at a Spruce Street South residence. Original story, January 6. Timmins. At least 1 arrest has been made and dozens of charges laid after a recent crime spree in downtown Timmins. In a news release today, January 6, Timmins police said a search warrant was executed at a residential address. Officers found stolen items such as laptops, computers and tablets, photography equipment, copper cables, food and clothing. Timmins police did not say when or where the search happened. Last month, there were about a dozen break-ins at businesses in and around the downtown core. There were also 2 shootings within a week. A Timmins resident with a known history of property-related crimes is the main person responsible for the break-ins, said police. 3 other people are involved, though police did not say if they were also charged. A total of 60 charges have been laid. Timmins police did not provide the full list of charges, but say that they include break and enter, possession of property obtained by crime, and mischief under $5,000. Police did not say what incidents the charges are related to or when they happened. The accused is in police custody and is scheduled to appear in court on January 15. In mid-December, 2 people were charged in connection to break-ins earlier in the month. 2 days before Christmas, Timmins Council held an emergency meeting to talk about the increase in crime. At that meeting, Police Chief Sidney Leckie said that things are going better than people think. Data presented by Deputy Police Chief Darren Dinell at the meeting shows crime is decreasing in key areas, though he said the intensity is increasing. See, Timmins top cop doesn't want to overreact to spike in crime. Timmins today has asked for further clarification on the information provided by police. This story will be updated if further details are provided. Anyone with further information on the break-ins should call police at 705-264-1201.